ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. How's it going? In case you didn't realize or didn't know who I am, my name is J. Scott Smith, and this is JSC Radio. Now, this is the first episode of Lord knows how long I'm going to be able to do this, so bear with me, but what this essentially is, because when I made the announcement, by the way, I appreciate all of you who follow me, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's on Instagram. By the way, on Twitter and Instagram, it's at J. Scott Smith, all one word, at J-A-Y-S-C-O, two T's, plus Smith. Be sure to follow. One of the first questions I was asked is, what exactly is JSC Radio? Well, I can explain that rather easily. JSC is an acronym, or you could say it's an abbreviation, but no, it's an acronym, because whatever. It's an acronym that stands for J. Scott Confidential, which was the name of the blog that I wrote, and actually, thanks to this podcast, am writing again. And what J. Scott Confidential initially was a blog that I started in 2003, not long after I graduated from Michigan State University.
Here come the Spartans!
Hey now. And it was a way to kind of get my thoughts out there. And obviously, you have to understand, the internet was a much different place in 2003. This whole world was a much different place in 2003. But in 2003, blogs were kind of just the new thing. And you didn't really know what to make of them. I just used it as a way to just kind of vent and get my thoughts out there. And then over time, as I got a little bit older and became a touch more professional, I figured I could do some good with the blog, so therefore I started writing a lot of opinion pieces, or think pieces as they're known as in the industry today. And they did pretty well. A couple of them were rather infamous, and when the time comes, I'll bring those up in due time. And I figured, why not use this blog to get social issues out there? But at the same time, every so often I would just simply take a second to primarily just talk about my life, talk about me, talk about who I am. And that brings you to the next question. Who the hell am I? Why am I even taking this risk of jumping into this rather crowded pool of people who are podcasting, all alliteration aside? Well, it was time for something different. And here's where we get a little personal. And that's what J. Scott Confidential is. That's what JSC Radio will be. It'll be me dropping a whole lot of personal stuff on you. The language, by the way, for the most part, will be kept PG unless it warrants. Can't say that all the clips on the show that will be used will be kept clean, but my language will be. So please understand that as we get rolling on this. So who I am? I'm J. Scott Smith. I'm 36 years old. I know most people won't believe it when they look at me. I have been a professional journalist for the better part of the last, I'd say, 10 years. I've worked as a broadcaster starting back at WQHH in Lansing.
His name's Jake Scott. Yo, but you knew that. And this is SNL on Power 96.5.
11 years ago, which is so hard to believe. And people who know me from Lansing know my work. They know what's happening. What up, though, DJ Cut Nice? What up, though, Detroit, Michigan? You know I miss you. And that's another thing. I'm a native of Detroit.
Yeah, what up, Detroit?
Detroit, Michigan. The Motor City. Motown. The Murder Mitten. Whatever nicknames you can come up with. I'm from Detroit. I don't hide it. It's something that I wear as a badge of honor. Another thing I wear as a badge of honor is that I'm a graduate of Michigan State University. Graduated from there in 2003, as I mentioned. In 2004, I went to the Specs Howard School of Broadcast Arts. Well, which is now known as the Specs Howard School of Media Arts, but whatever. And I spent a year there, got trained up in radio, and that was the place where I kind of found my voice, you know, what you're hearing now. And it led me to the job in Lansing at WQHH, where I worked from 2005 to 2007. I had a brief detour into Flint, Michigan. That will be an upcoming episode, and I'm talking about within the next one or two, by the way, because what happened in Flint is a disgrace. But that's episode... I'd say that's episode 3. So, I worked in Flint briefly and then decided to go back to school. I went to Wayne State University, again, Motor City, and I got my master's degree in journalism. Since then, I've been on this odyssey, basically. I've gone from working for the Detroit News. I briefly did a couple things for the Michigan Chronicle, but it was mostly the Detroit News. And then on to Griot.com, which at the time was under the NBC umbrella, so I did some work on NBC. I actually ended up, getting onto MSNBC.
Barthwell, who's currently a district court magistrate in Michigan, spoke with the Griot's Jay Scott Smith, and he joins us now. Jay, thanks for your time.
Hey now, good afternoon.
That was a very wild experience. It came about because of a story that I wrote earlier that day. It was during the 2012 presidential race. Ugh, I miss those good old days of presidential races. The 2012 presidential race where an interesting connection was discovered between President Obama and Mitt Romney. A circuit court judge in Detroit happened to be the first black student at Cranbrook Kingswood, which is what it's known as now, and he was classmates with Mitt Romney. Then, after taking time away from college and starting a business with his father, some 20 years later, he decides to go to law school. He ends up at Harvard, where he meets a gentleman from Chicago named Barack Obama. That story basically fell right in my lap, and next thing you know, I'm sitting up on MSNBC, looking into a camera at WDIV Channel 4 in downtown Detroit, and I'm being interviewed by Tamron Hall. So, those of you who follow me on Twitter, again, at J. Scott Smith, that picture is a screen grab from that appearance back in May 2012. I cannot believe that was 4 years ago. I, in the process of working at Griot, also managed to end up making appearances on NPR's The Takeaway. I made appearances on ESPN Radio.
I'm Freddie Coleman at SportsCenter tonight on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Don't forget Game 1 of the World Series between the Detroit Tigers and the San Francisco Giants. Coverage begins on ESPN Radio tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 4 o'clock on the West Coast. Let's get a different perspective from the Midwest regional reporter for TheGriot.com, my man Jay Scott Smith. He joins me courtesy of the Subway Fresh Take Hotline.
Did tons of local hits in Detroit and in Lansing. It's been an unbelievable run. After leaving Griot in 2013, I ended up working for MLive in Michigan. Some pretty good work there. And then I decided to take the leap and come to the East Coast for another job about a year and a half ago. That's an episode that's going to be interesting to talk about. No, not naming any names here. Not for fear of reprisal. Simply put, you're not getting free pub on this show. And after some unfortunate incidences, not really it's an incident, it's more or less unfortunate circumstances, I should say, I found myself out of work for 80 days. Wasn't fun. I had just moved to New Jersey. New Jersey's an interesting place. I'd moved to New Jersey. I was living on the Jersey Shore after having spent my entire life in Michigan, bouncing between Detroit and Lansing. So now I'm on the Jersey Shore without a job. A lot of things are looking hopeless, and I just started hitting the streets really hard and started interviewing for radio jobs. And I want to thank, and I don't think I've done enough to thank her, and it's all my fault here. I want to thank Robin Shannon over at WFUV up in the Bronx in New York for helping to kind of suggest that I take a shot at the current place I'm working here in Philadelphia. And that's just it. I've been through a lot in my run here, in my career. And not everything has been rosy and not everything's been pleasant. One thing about JSC Radio, yes, I'm going to have a lot of fun and we're going to talk a lot of smack and we're going to get goofy. And yes, there's going to be an episode where I sit here and talk about professional wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a wrestling fan. No, I'm not ashamed of it. All you people watching reality shows better not dare say a word to me about watching WrestleMania, because at least I know what I'm getting into dealing with WrestleMania. Not to say that the WWE doesn't need to do a whole hell of a lot of work. What up, though, NXT? That's one thing about JSC Radio. I'm going to get personal on here. And it's going to get a little real. And I like it that way, honestly. I always have. I've always fancied myself as someone who could be an open book when I want to be. And I enjoy what I do. Been in radio. It's been a long run. And I guess what I can do here to kind of close this out, because that's another thing. Most of these episodes are going to be somewhere between 10 to, at the longest, 30 minutes, if I'm really feeling it, 30 minutes in length. And I guess one thing I can really kind of go into is how I was able to overcome this. Because again, everybody goes through trials and tribulations. So nothing is worse than that feeling of, what do I do now? And when I interviewed at WFUV, and I had also interviewed at the public radio station here in Philadelphia. Yes, I'm an NPR guy. And I've looked up and just realized that no matter how difficult things were, success is certain. It's a motto that I picked up. It's not something I came up with on my own. I did, and yes, I freely admit, I snatched it from an album title by Royce the 5'9".
Yeah, what up, Detroit?
By the way, go out, cop the album, Success is Certain. And go get on that Prime album, too, by the way. Not just Prime, but the deluxe edition. It's when here's one of the dirty words I'll use. It's dope shit. You got to go get it. Make sure you go cop that album. It's absolutely amazing. Prime album, DJ Premier, and Royce the 5'9". What up, though? If I ever get shouted out by either one of you cats, I'm a friggin' lose it like a total mark. So I snatched the phrase "Success is Certain" from the Royce the 5'9" album cover. This is the only reference to this. The rest of this will really be expanded upon in another episode. But I'm sitting on a train riding up to Newark, New Jersey to go to the airport on April 2nd of last year. It's less than 24 hours after I've been unceremoniously fired by a job that basically begged me to come to New Jersey and pick up my roots and start all over. And as I sat there, the song Legendary, and you probably will hear part of it underneath here as I'm talking to you, the song Legendary starts playing in my headphones, and the song itself is dope. It's Royce was Travis Barker on the drums and everything, and it was a dope song. But I happen to look at my phone, and I see the word "Success is Certain." It's like I had an epiphany, where even though things were really crappy, it really hurt. I was really angry. Now I'm on a train to go to Newark, to get on a plane to go back to Detroit for what was supposed to be a vacation. I just started to get it into my head that no matter what you do, whatever you consider success, it will happen. Not it could, not it might, not maybe. It will happen.
Yes!
Now, it may not happen instantly, and it may not happen in the way you want it. It may not happen for a long time. It may happen 10 seconds after you think it. But success is always certain. For me, it was 80 arduous days. 80 arduous days before I found my way to a new gig, and it was 4 months of getting up every morning at 3:15 a.m.
What?
To be out of my old place by 4:05 a.m. to be on the road to drive from the Jersey Shore out here to Philadelphia. And to kind of give you an idea of what kind of a drive that is, and I will tend to use a lot of things ordinated to Michigan. I'm not even sure if that's a word, but you know what? Screw it. And if you live in Michigan, think if you live in Detroit, for my Detroit people, think of having to drive from Detroit to essentially Flint every day. Every day at 4 a.m.
Damn!
And then you turn around and make that same drive back, and you start it all over again. I did that for 4 months before finally moving to the city of brotherly love in October. So let's just to kind of wrap this whole thing up, to kind of bring this thing back around. JSC Radio, I'm not going to make any grandiose proclamations. I'm not going to say JSC Radio is a movement. Not yet. JSC Radio isn't a revolution. It's not going to change the game. It's not going to make podcasting great again, brother.
Brother!
It's primarily me getting on here and just talking to you. I don't do interviews. I have conversations. And this is my chance to have a bunch of really fun conversations with you guys. And whether it's one person listening or 5,000 people listening, I appreciate whatever I get here. Remember, if you're listening to this on JSC, J. Scott Confidential, feel free to follow the blog. Give me a holler. You want to follow me on Twitter? One more time, that's J. Scott Smith. It's at J. Scott Smith on Twitter, at J. Scott Smith on Instagram. Holla at me. Here's the thing, and this is actually the next episode is going to touch on this. Feel free to hit me up. Feel free to tweet me. Feel free to shoot me a message and say what's happening.
Yes!
I don't bite. I don't scream. I don't yell. I just tell it like it is. No, not like Donald Trump telling it like it is. I actually tell it like it is without being, you know, racist. So let me know what you think of it, because this is a work in progress. I think of the first time I did a radio show, and it was 11 years ago. April 2005. My first time doing Saturday Night Live on Power 96.5, WQHH. What up, though, Lanson? I was scared as hell. I didn't know what to think. Here I am, greener than MSU's road jerseys.
The Spartans win again!
Thinking that I'm going to be the biggest screw-up on the planet, and they just gave me 3 hours on a Saturday night, late night, in market number 112, and I just get on there and I just do it. And I thought the show was great. But the next thing I knew, I look up, and 2 months have passed. Suddenly, and perhaps most amazingly, once I made it a few months in, that first show was trash.
What?
So I know I'm going to look back by the time I get to episode 25 or episode 50 or, God willing, 100. I mean, look, I know this ain't the Steve Austin show. This ain't Serial. This ain't Ross Report. This is not one of those things. At least not yet. But I knew then, even though I wasn't using the terminology, I knew that success was certain. Because within a year, SNL had taken off. And my career had taken off. And I'm so grateful for everybody who's helped me along the way for 11 years. And now, it's time. Let's have some fun with this. On SoundCloud, where you can also find this. SoundCloud.com/J Scott Smith. All one word. No underscores, no dashes, no nothing, no BS. This is J. Scott Confidential. This is what I do. This is my chance to just kind of get stuff off my chest and have some damn fun. The next episode, we do. And I say we as if there's like a whole production staff. It's just me and a mic and an 8-year-old computer. But the next episode is going to deal with how people act on social media and what has happened to this society that we live in. Because I'm not saying I wish everybody was friendly and loving to each other, but can we try not to be so douchey to everybody? Can we try not to be so angry? But that's episode 2. Take care of yourself. God bless. Always dare to be different. Always have your pet spayed or neutered. And I'm out of here.
Thanks for coming out. God bless you. Good night.
This is JSC Radio.